is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Everyone all set? See, I've got the, I think I've got all these buttons pushed right. Okay. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly, too. USAprepares.com, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from the farm today. I haven't left the farm in weeks. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is producing the broadcast, the worldwide broadcast, in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. Frank Underhill's with us, CEO of UnderhillSecurities.com. Welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here. Pardon my hoarse voice, but I've had a bit of a sore throat here, but we're here.
Okay, vitamin D3, 50,000 units for 3 days in a row. 50,000 units of vitamin D3. Dr. Sheely recommends that to all of us, and you know, when we're starting to feel that tickle in the throat, just take that 50,000 units, and within a couple of days, it's generally knocked out. It's liquid sunshine. And by the way, Frank, since you've mentioned this, I got up very early before daylight, and I got ready to feed the cows. And it's snow on the ground here in Missouri, and the snow has turned to ice. And I couldn't believe it. You know, the sky, the southern sky was gray. Half of the sky was gray, the southern half. Dark, dark gray. Couldn't see the, as the sun was coming up, he couldn't really see the sun through the southern sky. Couldn't see light through it. Well, as I got on the tractor to feed the cows, I saw 7 chemtrails, and they were spraying early this morning, horizon to horizon. And then, as I was done feeding the cows, coming back to the farmhouse, I saw 3 more. So I saw a total of 10, maybe 11 chemtrails. So I guess we can expect some unusual weather within the next 2 or 3 days. Now, it has been horrible. Frank, let me share some economic news with you. Down on the ground kind of news. We have been using about 2 to 3 times as much wood as we would be burning to heat our farmhouse in the last couple of weeks while we've had this freezing weather. We've been feeding, 2 to 3 times as much hay as we would normally feed to the cows in this weather. So we've been burning more fuel, we've been feeding more hay, and you know, sometimes I wonder, is it just me? Well, I was talking to one of our instructors over the weekend, and he was telling me that he has a friend who's a farmer in the general area where I am, and that's what this guy does. He is a farmer. That's all he does. He farms. Full-time job. He has spent all of his daylight hours feeding his cows. That's all he has been doing for 2 weeks, actually over 2 weeks, just feeding his cows. It's a full-time job. Feeding the cows, breaking the ice so the cows can drink, making sure that they've got a path to get to the hay, that kind of thing. So he's doing exactly what I'm doing. Full-time job feeding the cows. Now, he's going to run out of hay because he's burning hay at the same rate we are. And I talked to John Dollarhite yesterday. John Dollarhite has a wood stove, very similar to the wood stove that we have here on our farm, and he heats his house with an outdoor wood stove, and he's burning 2 to 3 times the amount of wood that he would normally burn at this time of the year. Now, here's the point. Frank, if we are consuming that much energy, Those who are not heating with wood are going to have a fantastic electric bill, or a fantastic propane bill, or a fantastic natural gas bill. It's unbelievable. And Dr. Richard Allen Miller said it's the coldest it's ever been in Grants Pass, Oregon, for 75 years. He said that last Thursday. This weather's not normal, and it's engineered. It is man-made. We are doing it. I can see the chemtrails overhead. Frank, when you look at, let's talk about this, because you were in the food industry at one time. Now, if I run out of hay, and I have to sell our cows, because I just can't feed them. I mean, I can't invent hay out of nothing. So if I can't feed the cows, I will have to liquidate them. Now, if I have to liquidate them, I'll bet you every other farmer around me's got exactly the same problem. And they'll have to liquidate. And there'll be a mass fire sale to sell cows because we can't feed them. Okay, so then they're going to go to market, and then there's going to be a glut of meat on the market. What does that look like to you, Frank? Explain
that looks like a real burden on farmers. I think, Vincent, a couple of years ago when we were talking about the big drought in the Midwest, how these animals are being sold at rock-bottom prices at auction, and what you're describing is the exact opposite. We have extreme cold, but not enough feed to feed animals. And I think when we spoke then, too, Vincent, it was pretty disastrous on a lot of livestock producers, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were selling their cows at about $1.08 a pound, and now the price is up between 50 and, well, let's say the price for cows is between $1.45 on the low end, $1.85 on the high end for, you know, a 1,000-pound animal. Well, that's significantly higher, 60% higher. So what happened was we sold our cows, then we had to rebuild the herd, and to rebuild the herd, it costs a lot more to replace those animals. Okay, and then if we have to sell them again, we're going to take another beating. And I'm just wondering how long the farmers are going to put up with this before they start saying, you know what, we'll just sell our animals locally, and instead of trying to raise a big herd, let's raise a small herd, one that we can absolutely positively manage and feed and keep, and we'll sell our animals locally. We will butcher them locally, we will sell them locally, and instead of getting, oh, let's say $1.08 a pound or $1.40 a pound, we'll sell them for $4 a pound. Now, imagine that. So what might happen is those consumers in the big cities who depend on us for food, they might be out of luck. We might just say, you know what, we'll just take care of our local community. Forget this big agribusiness. We'll just take care of ourselves. That could happen. You're hearing it right here, right on the ground, right at the farm. Because, Frank, I can't. Even these chemtrails are making giving people respiratory distress, and they're making people, I believe they're making people angry and hostile. Yesterday, for the very first time, I couldn't believe it. I was feeding the cows, and I was in the middle of the cows, and I was cutting the string off a twine off a bale of hay, and they were anxious. I mean, they were, and one of them just headbutted me. Now, she's a pretty big girl. She's 1,300 pounds, 1,200 pounds. She just, you know, knocked me sideways. I mean, just with her face. And I don't know if she's trying to tell me to hurry up, I guess. And I was going as fast as I could. It was cold. But I think the chemtrails are making us anxious, hostile, more hostile, giving us respiratory problems, and I think they are going to have a serious adverse effect on small farming. And that's what we were a small farm. Does that make sense to you, Frank, or am I just imagining all this?
No, it clearly makes sense of what you're saying. Absolutely.
Okay, so we can talk about gold, Frank. $1,235 an ounce for gold. That's not too good.
No, it's very sad, actually.
All right, let's talk about that.
Well, what you're seeing, I think, is you're seeing the dollar moving up, the Dow moving up, and I think gold is taking a back seat towards this. But what we're also looking at down the road is I think you're going to start to see inflation starting to creep in because, of course, as Wall Street generates more paper dollars, you're going to have paper dollars in those people's pockets to go and spend. And I think when they spend, you'll probably start to see inflation show its face again. And I think you'll start to see then, and only then is when you will start to see gold start to appreciate in value, when you see these investors and funds get out of paper assets and go back into hard assets.
Frank, you mentioned inflation. I was on the phone with Judy Dollarheit. She asked me if I could pick up a Dutch oven on the way to the meetup for her. They're out of them all over Springfield, and there's one in Lebanon. She said, could I swing by and pick one of these up? And I said, sure, I'll do that. So I called, and they're holding one for me. They would not take my credit card over the phone, so they're holding one for me to pick up. And here's the interesting thing. So I got on the Internet, and I went to eBay, and I looked at these Dutch ovens. And what they are is they're like a large spaghetti pot, if you will, and you can put them right on a fire. So if you have a wood stove like we have, you could just put your meal uncooked in this cast iron kettle with a cast iron lid and just put it right in the fire. And it's got a wire handle where you can take a stout stick and lift it right out of the wood stove. Well, I looked up the price of a nice one. Some of the really nice ones are $100 used. $200, almost $300. I'm thinking, what? What the heck happened? Well, what happened was we used to have foundries in this country where we made these cast iron skillets, pans, pots, and Dutch ovens. I don't think we do that anymore. So they come from elsewhere, but if you want a really good top quality United States of America made Griswold, Erie, Dutch oven skillet, they're really expensive. I mean, really expensive. So if you're talking about inflation, it's here. I had a hose made, Frank, for a little John Deere tractor, a little 40-horsepower tractor. The hose is 18 inches long. That's $53 for an 18-inch long hydraulic hose. So, class, inflation is here, is absolutely here. Do we make shirts in this country anymore? Do we make shoes in this country anymore? I don't think so. Frank Underhill and I will be right back.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, Frank, I'm looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And it looks to me like it's 15,907. 15,907. Now, that's up 21% for a year. Up 21%. Now, these are all paper promises. Actually, they're not even promises. They're paper gambling certificates, but they're not even paper. Now, they're electronic. So, that's amazing to me that people would gamble on the stock market. They would buy stock in companies that don't have real customers, companies who sell to the government. I mean, show me a company that makes something for we the people who's doing really well. Please show me. Is there such a company that is doing that?
Probably not in this place.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, Apple sells products, yeah, but they also sell information
to the
government.
They're all made in China.
Yeah. And they sell information to the government. They spy on us. Then we have Verizon, does the same thing. Sells information to the government. Then we have the military-industrial complex, and they're in the business of destroying the planet, you know, one bomb at a time, one ray at a time, one drone at a time, one cannon shot at a time, one rocket at a time. And we've got those guys, and they're doing well. So who is doing well that's in the business of peace? I don't think anybody. Now, on the same line of thinking, Frank, most of the broadcasters who do the kind of broadcast that we do here at USAPrepares.com are not doing well financially. We're just getting by. We are just, as a matter of fact, if we didn't have a side job, we wouldn't be able to do it. We wouldn't be able to do what we're doing if we had to depend on a microphone to get the truth out. It would never work. Seriously. That's why, if you think I'm kidding, class, if you look at most of the broadcasters' websites, they have a donate button. Click here to donate. Why do you think that is? Because they are not making any money doing what they're doing. Talking behind the microphone, reporting the news. Now, the mainstream media, those guys are doing really well because they're told what to say and they say it and they cheerlead. And if you look at some of these financial news television broadcasts, as I used to, and I looked at those cheerleaders, those bald-headed shills, Frank, if I followed their advice, I would have lost everything, if not, well, almost everything, if not everything. Tell me I'm wrong. Those guys give bad advice. They tell you to buy, and then companies, here's what I believe, Frank. I believe those companies work with the inside, with guys like Cramer. This is my opinion, by the way. And they say, hey, listen, we're going to let you in on some inside information, and if you can help us drive the stock price up, we'll let you get in, and then get out just before it tanks. So here it is. I believe those guys do that. I really do. And that's why I don't play in that market. Frank, does that make sense to you?
Well, it does. You know, they made this sense in the real estate market when prices were going up and everyone jumped in. And now, again, today prices, they say, are going up. They're getting people to jump in. Mm-hmm. When this morning we looked at what Bank America's dubious practices are with the their clients, how they stonewall them into, sending in more paperwork, and then the carrot at the end of the stick, and then just when you reach for that carrot, they yank it away from you, and only to find that you're worse off now, 9 months down the road, a year down the road, than when you started the process of all of this negotiating. And this is again why I don't say walk, I say run far, far away.
You're talking about stay away from banks if you can, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the foreclosure rate of some of our most notorious banks. Bank of America. Now, foreclosure rate, 33%. Wow. 33% foreclosure rate. All right, then Wells Fargo, they're not doing as many foreclosures as Bank of America, but 27% foreclosure rate. J.P. Morgan, the company you love to hang.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, so class, Bank of America customers were able to get, who managed to get a trial modification under the Federal Home Affordable Modification Program, had a tough time. So did customers with loans from other banks. So as a result, their foreclosure rate on these canceled trials to modify the mortgage note, Bank of America had the highest number of canceled trials. So their foreclosure rate was 33%. Wells Fargo, 27%. J.P. Morgan, Chase, 20%. Citigroup, 20%. And the industry average was 22%. So Bank of America, I don't know why you'd want to have an account with Bank of America. I really don't. So think about that. Frank, you want to talk about Bitcoins?
Vincent, this is a topic that I think maybe that we should have talked about on segments ago. For those of you who don't know what they are an electronic currency that you acquire by mining bitcoins with a computer program, or you can buy them. And if you have a merchant that accepts online bitcoins, you can trade bitcoins for assets. Like, take for example, here in my city, there's a developer who's selling his house for $8 million, and he is willing to accept bitcoins to consummate the deal. People are buying cars with Bitcoin. So I think you're looking at it leaving the cyberspace and entering into the real world.
Frank, so we're talking about in order to mine a Bitcoin. Now, a Bitcoin is a figment of someone's imagination, right?
Well, in the literal sense, the real developer of the Bitcoin is unknown. He or she has not disclosed their identity, which is the whole purpose of the Bitcoin for identification. You go to an Instabank, they keep track of all your deposits, who you send it to, and all this. Whereas in the Bitcoin world, there is no record of this. So you are anonymous. Now, if there's arms dealers who wanted to, a gun store wanted to sell bitcoins where the buyer wanted to remain anonymous, they can accept the bitcoin and send off the rifle and, hey, I don't know who got it.
Well, there's a record of the, shipping record. But, Frank, here's...
But it doesn't say who it goes to.
Here's my... Okay, it goes to an address, but there's probably, it could be a person on there, or it could be a company name, or it could be Orez. Orez is zero spelled backwards. I'm thinking about these Bitcoins. So what we have is a computer algorithm. And this algorithm, if you've got a fast enough computer, you can mine a Bitcoin. Now, mining is kind of a loose word to be using for creating a... To me, this is a concept. This is kind of like the Federal Reserve creating money out of debt. But here, instead of debt, we're creating it out of computer cycles operating on a algorithm to generate a Bitcoin. So we generate a Bitcoin out of almost thin air, and then we exchange them. But, Frank, can you hold one? Can you literally hold a Bitcoin? Can you put one in your hand?
I think that there's pictures of people holding Bitcoins, but why would you want to when you look at in January, a Bitcoin was $10, and now they're like $850. And, one time I think the Bitcoins were trading at more than gold at $1,300 for a Bitcoin. So you're seeing people getting a what's going to happen if Amazon starts accepting bitcoins or eBay starts accepting bitcoins? And you will see people shying away from Federal Reserve, central bank policies, interest rates, and going into the cyber wallet.
Wouldn't that be
interesting? People are tired of government. And if you have government trying to shut down the Bitcoin by arresting people, by accusation, innuendo, hearsay, when the fact people want to be left alone. And this is what Bitcoin believers or buyers find intriguing, that they are simply left alone. Benson, suppose if I was going to buy handguns from you, and I give you Bitcoins, and then you ask me for my identity, I say, well, the whole purpose of this transaction is so I don't have to tell you my identity.
Mm-hmm.
People don't want identities given.
Mm-hmm. Well, I totally agree, and that's why I like using cash. And that's why a lot of our instructors like to use cash. And that's why we advocate using cash.
Yeah,
here's the problem. The problem is the cops. Here's a scenario. Driving down the road, cop pulls you over and says license and registration, and you decide that you're going to comply. Okay, so you make that decision, and you tell them, listen, don't put that gun in my ear. I'm just reaching for my wallets in my back pocket. Don't put the gun in my ear, and don't squeeze the trigger because I'm only getting my wallet. Okay, so the cop believes you and just has his hand on his gun in his holster. Okay, he doesn't pull it out and screw it in your ear. So you get your wallet, you open it up, and you go to get your license. And he goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. How many hundreds do you have in there? Well, it looks like, where'd you get that money, boy? Where did you get all that money? Now, that's the problem. You know, Federal Reserve notes, if you had 5, 6, 7, 10 Federal Reserve notes that had 100 on each one of them, the cops would want to know where you got that much money from. It's almost like it's illegal. But it's not illegal to have $50,000 worth of credit card available credit, right? That'd be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not okay to have cash. Now, I can see the same thing happening with these bitcoins. I think the government's going to be all over these things because of the anonymity. They want to track everything. Now, I really love the concept of the anonymity. I really do. But I don't like the concept of not being able to know what the value is. And how are these going up so much in value? What is causing them to go from $10 to 85 times that?
It's fear. Fear.
Frank,
people
would you rather
are scared
go-
of government. They're scared of currencies. They're scared of everything. And when you have the Bitcoin, there's even a Bitcoin exchange.
Okay.
And Bitcoins are traded in different foreign currencies and denominations as well, too.
And so all of this is totally anonymous, and no one even knows who the source is.
Right.
So you go to some website, you download, I guess, the algorithm, and then you start your computer up, and you've got to have a fast, powerful computer in order to crunch out the solution to generate your own Bitcoin. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
Seems like a Ponzi scheme to me. Frank.
Everyone said Amazon was a Ponzi scheme. The Internet's a Ponzi scheme. But when you have freedom, and can I just tell you, listeners, I've never dabbled into the Bitcoin foray as of now, but I'm more receptive to trying it than I would have been 6 months ago.
Frank, I remember sitting in a meeting at the bank back in the 80s, and they said, hey, we're going to have these new things, and they're called ATMs, automatic teller machines. And they said, we're going to put cash in them, and we're going to stick them on the sides of buildings, and we're going to wire them to the bank. And so a customer can walk by, pay $2, and get $20 out. Have $2 deducted from the bank account and get $20 out. So the net would be $18. And I looked at these guys and I said, are you nuts? Who in their right mind is going to want to go up to a machine and pay such a fee as to get their own money out? Why would anybody do that? You guys have lost your minds. Well, ATMs are everywhere now. And so Finelli was absolutely wrong. He thought that people were reasonable and wouldn't go for such a high transaction cost to get a person's own money out of their own account. I can't believe it. I absolutely can't believe that. I have never used an ATM. And I can't imagine why anybody would want to, Frank, unless you're absolutely in a situation where you need the money, but why not have thought of that in the first place and have the money in your wallet? Well, somebody might steal it from you. Oh, come on, that's why you have a gun, to protect yourself. I don't get it.
Or they can steal your ATM card and get your PIN number and clean you out completely. It doesn't make any difference. It just makes it easier for people who are going to rob you to just take your card and go into the bank than have you physically go into the bank and rob yourself.
Went to the bank and over the last couple of years, they've been saying, you know, Vincent, you know about our debit card program, right? Vincent, you know we have debit cards, right? Vincent, have you considered a debit card? Finally, I said, do you guys realize what you're doing? You know, if everybody has debit cards, we don't need you guys anymore. We won't need to come to the bank. These guys at the tellers are in the business of automating themselves out of their own jobs. I like going to the bank once in a while. I mean, not all the time, but once in a while.
And Vincent, if we can sort of talk about debit cards, we also find in history lead into credit cards. Debit card leads into a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Only compounding. That's why they call it debit card, to debit you. Credit card credits you, but it goes into a debit, provided you don't pay.
Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Hey, we got a meetup tonight. Meetup tonight, Ziggy's 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone. I'll be there. I'm going to teach hands-on. I'm going to teach you how to solder, how to make your own LED lights, solder the connections. We're going to learn how to solder, and we're going to show movies about the Great Depression.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze-Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I want to thank all of you who have said your prayers for your instructors at USAPrepares.com. I had a call just before the broadcast started this morning that Vinny is out of serious major surgery. He's in recovery, and he's doing fine. And thank you for praying for Josie Stein, Matt Stein's wife. She has cancer, and she's in really serious condition. She's not doing well. Please continue your prayers for her. And Bill Whaley's wife, the junk man. You know him as the junk man. You've seen him at the expo. You've seen Matt Stein at the expo. Both have been on the radio and at our meetups. And Len Pence, he could use your prayers too, GardeningRevolution.com. Joyce Riley, USAPrepares.com instructor. She has cancer, and she's undergoing treatment for that. She's on the air. You'd never know it. Every time I talk to her off the air, she's bubbly, and she's vivacious and full of life. Please continue your prayers for them. Tomorrow we have a very interesting broadcast. I have a very dear friend. His name is Sam Bushman. He's going to be on the air with us. Sam Bushman owns a radio network, and he's going to be broadcasting and telling Grace Thorne's sixth grade class about what it's like to be blind. And they're going to ask, the sixth grade class is going to ask all the questions they can possibly think of about what it's like being blind. Interesting broadcast, so please consider listening to that. Frank Underhill's with us. We're talking about the economy. Frank, you're talking about inflation. What do you see happening in the future? Did I lose? Okay, so we lost Frank. And class, I have a post on the website, and I'd like to share it with you. Plants won't grow near routers. Now, I discussed this on USAPrepares.com. I was broadcasting from Virginia, and I was a guest at a house. And what I did was I wanted to experiment and see what would happen if I placed this router next to a plant. I put it out of the family room. I moved the router out of the family room to a front room where hardly anybody goes, out of the way of people, because I wanted to protect those in the home from the strong Wi-Fi signals. And so Natural News has an article, and I reposted it on USAPrepares.com. And what they found out was that Wi-Fi routers and plants don't get along too well. The plants do not seem to want to grow in the environment of microwave radiation. Interesting. So my study showed similar results, that plants do not seem to thrive near electromagnetic microwave radiation in the 2.4 gigahertz frequency band. So why don't you try that yourself? If you've got a plant that you don't like, why don't you stick that right next to your router and see how well that works? Now, if you like that plant, I suggest that you don't do it because you might end up killing your plant. So there are dangers of wireless communications in your home. And how many of you sleep with your cell phone right next to your pillow? How many of you do that? Well, I suggest that you stop doing that immediately. I was talking to another one of our instructors over the weekend, and she was telling me that children today will answer the phone anytime, day or night, in class, out of class, when they're asleep. You know, one of their friends will just be so rude as to say, "Hey, what are you doing?" "I don't know, what are you doing?" "I don't know, what are you doing?" "I don't know." It's ridiculous. Take those cell phones away from your face. Keep them as far from you as you can. And if you're going to use them on the speakerphone. And that includes hotspots, Wi-Fi hotspots. Stay away from them too. Keep them away from you. Power them down. Frank Underhill, Vin Fenelli, USAPrepares.com. Please stay tuned for hour number two, John Reagan, the Financial State of the Union. John Reagan will be with us next hour, just a few minutes after top of the hour, news and commercial breaks. John Reagan is always a big hit at the meetups, at the expo, and he's got a fan club on the radio. We'll be back.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program, which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.